Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us, talking cattle numbers in just a moment.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age of majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
One of the casualties of sequestration that impacts the cattle industry, the USDA report that we've had for years and years, at mid-year, a cattle inventory report, a cattle count that comes in the July time period. Not happening this year because of budget cuts for USDA, but it looks like some folks within the industry, including livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, in concert with our friend Jim Robb up at the Livestock Market Information Center, have come up with at least an approximation of what they think the inventory numbers now stand at.
Because of the budget cuts this year, USDA did not produce a mid-year cattle inventory report, so we don't have any official estimates on where we are right now. However, working with the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Denver, we produced this week a set of numbers that we think would be close to what USDA might have come up with. It's a different methodology, so these are not official numbers, but we think overall cattle numbers are down. The all-cattle inventory, as we project it, would be down. The beef cow herd clearly liquidated in the early in the first half of the year. Cow slaughter was up. We think heifer retention was sort of abandoned because we did have some residual drought issues and a lot of winter issues, lack of hay and so on. And so the beef cow numbers were down in the first half of the year. Almost everything was down in our estimates, with the exception of the dairy cow inventory may have been up slightly. And that probably means, in terms of the beef cow herd, that we'll see this as a net liquidation year going into 2014 when we get to the official estimates we'll get for next January.
The takeaway from these numbers, clearly we've dug a little bit of a bigger hole than we had at the beginning of the year when it comes to the mama cow herd, the beef cow numbers in this country, smaller than ever. And as a result, a bigger hill to climb now to try to get this herd back up above 30 million head of beef cows, now below 29 million, it looks like, according to some of these guesstimates by Dr. Peel and the LMIC. As far as price outlook is concerned, tighter numbers means some support for prices.
You know, the feeder cattle markets in particular were on the defensive much of the first half of the year. Of course, we've been dealing with record high corn prices for this last crop year. We're looking ahead now to a much larger corn crop and some significant relief on corn and feed prices in general. In addition, these tighter numbers, these smaller numbers that we just talked about, imply that feeder cattle supplies will continue to get tighter as we finish out this year and go into next year. And so we're going to see stronger prices for feeder cattle for the end of the year and certainly on into next year and really the year beyond at this point.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.